And also, you said about the culture, so DIY culture, the market, the younger country, so that and the people should learn by himself to survive, by themselves to survive. And on the other hand, you said there's a pride. I am man. So man means more masculine that we could do. So that's a 19, I don't know, till 1970, 80s, but after that, more people change the sense of gender changing. So that now is the DIY culture not only for men, but
No, it's
more.
not. It's not.
How it was changed, the culture of DIY culture as to gender?
I'd say the culture generally, leaving aside certain groups that just refuse to change no matter what, the culture has generally been moving away from that thing that I described of let's celebrate the common classical, standard male archetype that has long been a part of an American myth. It's moving away from that a little bit. And a lot of people are feeling challenged by that, and we're having a lot of political difficulties because of that. But by and large, the culture is kind of drifting away from that and more towards something else. What that is, it's hard to say. But along the way, women have been advocating for their rights and their ability to do things that they previously were not allowed to do, and DIY stuff is just one of those kinds of activities where they're saying, "Well, I can do that. I could use a hammer and a saw. I can put stuff together. I can glue things. It's not that hard." And so we're moving towards. It's hard to say. There are probably fewer men who are moving towards cooking and child rearing than there are women moving towards fixing cars and building walls. But the movement is in both directions, and people are changing slowly. And I think, in the next 20, 30 years, there'll be a big difference, and it will be less of a guy thing and more of just a person thing. If you happen to be interested in that sort of thing, then you'll have those kinds of tools and you'll do that kind of stuff. And if you don't, you won't. But it's still fairly gendered, I would say, more than not.
Yeah, that's also very interesting to know the background of America in the US. The person who comes to the Paca now is both male or female, and so they bring their own stories and start to talk with Thompsons. And say, yeah, in this table, I lost the one leg, so it is necessary. How do you think which is better? And my garden is blah, 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 blah. So that is a very, in Packer warehouse itself is a very interesting place to know the people's thinking and lifestyle and the background of their
Well, I try to
life.
make it an educational place as much as possible. I realize that we're there primarily to sell these things that we've acquired. That is our primary function in that space. But I'm also am conscious of the fact that PACA is a preservation group and that education is a big part of our mission. And so I try to educate people. I will fix things for people all the time and never charge them for it. If they bring in something that's broken, if I can fix it, I will fix it. And I consider that part of our mission is just to share this because I show them what I'm doing. I don't just take it into another room and do something mysterious to it and bring it back. I do it right in front of them and I explain what I'm doing while I do it. So that hopefully the next time, if they have a problem like that, they can do that. And that's all part of making it more realistic for people to have older buildings. Because it's one thing to say we should save our old structures, and it's another thing altogether to say someone has to take care of these things. Who's it going to be? And if it's only experts or only people that know mysterious arts of taking care of old houses, then it's not going to happen. So people generally, along with just the desire to kind of do things themselves, also need to know that there's a difference in the way old houses were put together and all the parts, all those parts worked, and new houses are put together and all those parts work. Mm-hmm. So that's part of our educational mission, is to teach them those differences and wherever possible, give them the skills to deal with their situation.
Yeah. So the Paka is there, a lot of dialogue among people. So the, not only teaching, the sharing knowledge and experience. So that's people who get some material from the Paka warehouse. Then if they find, this is not necessary in my house, they bring in to Paka as a donation. Mm-hmm. So there's a good cycle could happen. So that's also very, very interesting about the activity of Paka and the other place, other space for sharing.
It's a more old-fashioned type of store than most places. A lot of places, you just come in, you tell them what you're looking for, or you just find it yourself and you go up and give them money and you leave. A lot of the DIY places, like the big stores that cater to that, will do their best to help you with things. But generally speaking, they hire, like teenagers who don't know anything about anything. And they won't even know beyond just generally where in the store something might be. They won't have any information about it. So we are more like an old family store in the sense that we make sure that anybody that's there knows the stuff that we have. Not necessarily like every last piece that we have, but knows the kinds of things that are there, what they were used for, what they're good for, how you can fix them, how you can make them usable in some way. If not, that sort of thing. We do a lot. I spend a lot of time walking around with people brainstorming ideas for something. They'll say, like, I've got this hole in the wall that I want to cover. I don't have a window there. It's a hole. There used to be an exhaust fan. And I want to cover it up, but I want to do it creatively. So I'll walk around the whole store with them and point out things like, well, you could take this and cut it down and put it up there. You could take two of these and stick them in there and make a hook coming out of there so you can hang things on. You know, I come up with ideas for them, or I help them come up with ideas for things that they could do with their project to just help sort of stimulate their imagination and make them more interested in fixing things and creating things and doing things.
Yeah, one hand is like a corner shop, old corner shop. And the other that now is not easy to ask anything from different generations, so more nuclear family. So that's now it is a kind of big family. ありがとうございます。はい、今回このパーツは麦子はちょっとトムさんにいろいろ聞いています。今回の DIY の話は。すべてというよりも家の修築とかいろんなこう家の作ったりとか直したりとかという作業についての DIY ですが、どちらかというと男性中心っていうお話、こう男性のこうプライドもかかってるみたいなお話を以前、されましたけども、トムさんが今はどうなんですか、ジェンダー、そういうジェンダーの分業は、性別役割的な分業はどうですかというお話をまず聞いていますが、リュウタさんどんなふうに解説されてました。
そうですね、ちょっとずつ変わってるから、10年20年とかしたらそんなに全く差がなくやるようになるんじゃないかなってことだけど、今現在だとまだ少しそのジェンダー化されたところがあるかなっていうのは出ますね。
そうなんですね。差別に行くのはやっぱり男性が多いんですよね、うん、参加されるのは。私も時々言いますが、女性が一人か二人かっていう感じで、だけどお店に来てる人はあのウェアハウス、その差別から回収したいろんな建材とか集まって、あのリユースとかできる、あのリサイクルする、そういうショップがあるんですが、そこに来る人は多分男性も女性も同じぐらい今はいるかなっていうことなんですが、でそれで私がさらに、続けて聞いたの、このパカのウェアハウスって面白い場所ですよねって、実は私時々あのイリノイに行ったら行くんですけども、そうするとお客さんが喋ってる時間長いんですよね。今コロナでちょっとそれが難しくなってると思うんですが、ちょっと5ドルとかこう3ドルとかそういう、こう部品を買うのね、トムさんこれどうしたらいいと思う、今度 庭でさ、こういうふうに庭をしようと思うんだけどとか、こういうあの机の足が取れちゃったんだけどこれで大丈夫と思うとか、いろいろこう聞いていて、それを見ててすごく面白いなと思ったんですが、トムさんはどんなふうにウェアハウスを説明してたでしょうか、リュウタさん。
そうですね、まあ、ただ単に物を売るとか修理するとかそういうことだけではなくて、それをどうやってやるのかっていうのを知ってもらいたいっていうのが多分トムさんがやってることで、その、まあ、なんでこう物を、あるものがどういうふうに使えるかっていうことを知ってるから、っておいてそれを伝えるとか、あと修理とかに関しても、そのただ単に預かってその見えないところで直して返すんじゃなくて、こういうふうにするんだよっていうことを見せながら、一緒にやりながら修理するとか、まあ、そういうことすることで、その次に同じこととか困ったことがあった時に、その人は自分で自力でできるようになるんじゃないかみたいなことで、まあそういう感じで、なんていうか、まあ昔の街中にあったお店みたいな感じ、チェーン店とはちょっと違う、こうこれください、あはいどうぞで終わるお店ではない感じっていうことですね、
うん、これはもう面白いですね。先月出演してくださったレンさんが工房、自分の工房をリノベーションするときに、全部やり方 YouTube でこう学んだっていうふうにおっしゃってましたけど、このウェアハウスの場合、トムさんの場合は、もう YouTube も含めて、最近は YouTube とも含めてですが、自分で全てを学んだから、逆にこう、これから学ぶ人が何を困るとか、そういうことをこう、細かいところも含めてアドバイスできるので、いろんな人がこう、情報を求めてやってくる。ものだけじゃなく情報を求めてやってくる。そういうこう、シェアする、共有する場所になっている。その、教えてもらった人がまた別の人に教えてもらったり、いらなくなったものをまたパカに持ってきて誰かが使えるんじゃないかとかいう、そういう人の動き、人のつながりを作っていく。それがこのパカのすごく大事な活動であるし、エデュケーションって言ってました、教育的な活動であるし、パカという場所があって人が直接会うことができるものがそこにある。そういう、今は少なくなっているそういう場所なんじゃないかなということをこう話していました。そして最後に、ルテさんがちょっとコメントをして、それについて話しているのが最後の場所。パーツですね。では続けて最後のパーツどうぞ。